Phil will now introduce our second set of stories from the evening news.
Another recurring theme in this week's news was Norwich's older buildings. The Castle Keep has reopened after a major refit. A crumbling Coleman's relic is to be transformed to a home for bats. Campaigners are calling for one of the oldest public toilets in Britain to be saved. Part of the Great Hospital needs urgent recladding. Medieval ruins in Whittlingham Country Park are to be repaired. And Jarrold's are planning to convert the vast St James Mill to a five-star hotel. Sarah will start the series of old and very old building stories.
The multi-million pound transformation of Norwich Castle's keep has been revealed, with the public enjoying exploring the city landmark again following years of work. Crowds queued outside the museum, with people eager to be among the first to see how the five-year-long Royal Palace Reborn revamp has restored the original floor levels of the 900-year-old keep. New rooms and colourful furniture show how the rooms, including the King's Chamber and Great Hall, would have looked in Norman times. New lifts and a bridge have made the battlements accessible to all visitors, while a new medieval gallery features world-class objects loaned from the British Museum. A documentary about the project, made by Norwich-based iFilm, will air on Channel 4 on Sunday, August 24. Tickets for entry for adults cost £17, while those for children aged 4 to 18 will cost £14.50. Children under four are free, and there are various concessions available.
A crumbling structure which stands as a relic to the city's industrial past is to be transformed into a home for bats. The bottle kiln at an old industrial site called the Deal Ground was used to make wooden barrels and crates for Coleman's mustard, will be repurposed and maintained as part of the East Norwich Master Plan, a scheme to build thousands of homes in the city. The Grade 2 listed structure will then house bats to provide crucial shelter for the creatures in winter. A council spokesman said, "The bottle kiln was assessed for condition prior to 2019. My understanding is that during the course of that assessment, it was found to be a host to a colony of bats, a protected species under the Conservation of Habitats and Species Regulations 2017. The owner of the site upon which the bottle kiln sits has indicated that the structure will continue to be purposed as a bat hibernaculum, likely as the structure is appropriate for such a use and would be difficult to adapt to accommodate other species of fauna. The use of the bottle kiln as a bat hibernaculum is supported by the conservation and design team at Norwich City Council."
A fight is underway to save one of the city's hidden gems after it was placed on the council's list of at-risk buildings. Campaigners are calling for the Gentleman's Urinal at the side of St Crispin's Road, believed to be the oldest public toilet concrete structure in Britain, to be saved. The decaying Grade 2 listed site is at risk of falling into further disrepair, as officials say the building's size and ten-sided shape make finding uses for the space difficult. It has also suffered years of neglect and become a target for break-ins, graffiti and vandalism. But now conservation experts and local historians have started a campaign to save the loo, built in 1919. Simon Kinder from the Norwich Historical Association said, "This is certainly an important structure worth preserving, not least that it is likely the oldest concrete toilet in the UK and possibly the oldest of its type in Europe. The site might be redesigned to commemorate the life and work of Arthur Edison Collins, Norwich City architect, who did so much to improve Norwich's sewers, roads and bridges and who designed this urinal. In 2002, the loo was the subject of a 17,000 renovation scheme, with more money spent on improving the area around it by the river. John Boone, chairman of the Norwich Society, said, "It is obviously historic and should be preserved."
A building used for sheltered housing needs urgent recladding after fire safety concerns were raised. Trustees of the Great Hospital in Norwich have lodged the plans with City Hall, saying a recent fire risk assessment found the cladding over Prior Court should be removed as a matter of urgency. The cladding of two sections of the building on Bishopsgate needs to be replaced with a system that has greater fire resistance. The trustees said in the application they were considering a cladding system known as Hardy Planks, a fibre cement product which will cost up to £95,000.
Medieval ruins in a popular country park on the city outskirts are to be repaired, as experts have agreed on how the delicate restoration should be carried out. Proposals to carry out repairs on the decaying site at Trouse Newton Hall in Whitlingham Country Park have now been approved by the Broads Authority and conservation authorities. The remains are to be repointed and small pockets rebuilt by contractors, who have detailed their methods to Kate Knights, heritage and design manager from the Broads Authority.
Jarrold's has provided an update on its plans to transform a historic Norwich landmark into a five-star hotel, saying it is optimistic that it will receive planning permission this autumn. Jarrold's announced plans to turn St James Mill, near Whitefriars Bridge, into an 88-bedroom hotel in September last year. It lodged plans for the Grade 1 listed building on the River Wensum with Norwich City Council in December and is now hopeful of an outcome in the next couple of months. "It's taken longer than the standard, but I would argue it's not a standard planning application," said Nick Stephen Jones, Jarrold's chief executive. "We're positive that we will have some good news in the next couple of months in terms of an outcome." The hotel will feature a new spa, gym, restaurant and bar. A 20th century extension to the historic building, which dates back nearly 200 years, will be demolished under the proposals and replaced with a new two-storey extension housing a cafe.